Two of Baltimore's biggest problems are the 16,000 vacants that blight blocks of the city and the city's need for more affordable housing. In this installment of our series, Deconstructing Vacants, Baltimore's Hope for a Better City, WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that community advocates are looking at a way to attack both problems at once with community land trusts.
The Reverend Gary Dittman, pastor of the Amazing Grace Lutheran Church in McElderry Park, is part of a group trying to keep housing affordable in East Baltimore, where high-end development is squeezing out current residents. He says community land trusts may do the trick.
Our thoughts looking ahead is finding ways to use the land trust to create affordable housing for community members and also to help our neighborhood become what we see as a very strong asset, and that is a mixed-income neighborhood.
Dittman says mixed-income communities create healthier places to live because of the diversity of people. The land trust idea that he, along with a group of advocates, are pursuing is one tool in a concept called shared equity. Owners share in the value of their properties in an effort to keep them affordable. City First Homes, a nonprofit organization in Washington, has used a variation on the land trust concept to create more than 120 permanently affordable homes since 2010. It's called a co-op model, where residents own part of the building. Several of those units are in a 37-unit condo development called Metropolitan Overlook in Northeast Washington. Stephen Sneed, outreach manager for City First, says the building was a blighted property for 20 years before renovations.
They came in, kind of shell, gut rehab, everything brand new in the building. They put an elevator in the building.
11 units in Metropolitan Overlook are permanently affordable. They're one-bedroom units with a full bathroom and state-of-the-art stainless steel appliances priced at $171,000.
What's the market rate for a unit like this?
Yeah, I would say a market rate for a unit like this would be over $200,000. So that's a deep discount to the $171,000.
Sneed adds the price can go even lower with home buyer incentive programs. In Baltimore, Pastor Dittman says the land trust concept was used to preserve green space behind his church, where 18 blighted homes were torn down to make room for the amazing Port Street Sacred Commons.
There's maybe five or six community garden plots where after-school kids help and kids in the neighborhood help, and then also some of the community members have plots.
There is also a prayer labyrinth along with community art and murals. The Commons is owned by the Charm City Land Trust, a nonprofit run by a board made up of community members who decide what can be built on the land. An affordable housing land trust operates similarly with homeowners as board members. Robert Burns, president and CEO of City First Homes, has been working with the Housing Roundtable. He says Baltimore has several advantages over Washington.
The average home price in D.C. in the district has been traditionally higher than in the city of Baltimore. And given that, you have better affordability in the city of Baltimore for residents that could potentially afford. So it gives you a better option to think about the land trust model.
The Roundtable is working on its business plan. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1. WIPR.
Our series, Deconstructing Vacants, Baltimore's Hope for a Better City, is made possible through a grant from the Goldsecker Foundation.